on this most somber of days, where we sit in the shadow of the shootings that have taken place in this country, there are two things I believe it's important for us to notice. The first is that for every bad act that's done, for every act of violence that's committed, there are hundreds and thousands of acts of goodness that flow forth from it. People coming forward and donating blood and being available to help those in need, offering words of support and kindness. That is a true reflection of who we are. The second, there are not bad people. There are only badly loved people. That's what Jesus is talking about in our gospel today. That we make a choice in our lives. We can walk the path of letting God's love be in our lives and guide us. Or we can substitute things for God's love, including hatred. We can be very good at hating. And we may say, well, it's not so bad, I didn't kill anybody. But if every day we have all these small acts of anger and hatred that go on in our lives, we create an environment that accepts hatred. It's hard to figure out what you do to cure all of this, but for us, we must always remember that learning to be loved is the most important thing that we will do. Learning to be loved. For God pours out his love on us all day, every day. But many of us get so preoccupied with other things, with distractions. The gospel talks about greed. We get distracted with many, many things that we put before God. And so instead of having God's love transform us, change us, we pursue substitutes for his love. The word love has come to mean almost nothing anymore. People talk about loving their pizza, their house, and every kind of thing becomes equal to God's love, and they just aren't the same. God's love is given to you and I, and if we choose to accept it into our lives, it changes us, and we don't need all these substitutes, all these distractions, all these things that we somehow believe will momentarily make us happy. We can pursue them so intently that we're constantly being distracted, constantly trying to find pleasure in things that don't work, pleasure in being angry. We take delight in it. We tell other people about it. I said this, and I told them this, and I made this happen. My brothers and sisters, that's not how it is to be with us. We come here today on this very somber day to give thanks to Almighty God that he has given us what we need, what we can choose, what is at the heart of helping us to be at peace. We've been given the gift of God's love. Jesus tells us, learn to love as your heavenly Father loves. And for our Heavenly Father, the things of this world are not important. Piling up possessions and things don't matter. God doesn't care about our things. He cares about whether we have entered into a relationship of loving Him, accepting Him into our lives, letting Him change us, grow us to be who we were created to be. It's easy in our culture to have so much and to be so distracted that we can tell ourselves, I don't need God's love. And then things like the shootings that have happened this last day happen, and we say, what's the answer? Where do we go? What do we do? We go back to the relationship we have with God, and we ask ourselves, do I daily choose God's love in my life? And if I accept His love in my life, then I have something of value to give to others. Not possessions, love. But that's a big decision in our lives. It's a big choice because there are so many things that we can get carried away with that we begin to believe are important. And only in very severe moments do we pause and become quiet enough to ask ourselves the important questions. Will I this week gather to myself treasures that will be in heaven? Those acts of generosity and support that help people, that encourage people who are going through difficult times, will I make that more important in my life than all the other things I can become distracted with? If we stop and look at our last few days and ask ourselves, what was important to me? What did I spend my time on? Did I pray in thanksgiving to God because He has loved me? Did I even experience His love? Because you can go along in life and never experience God's love. It's a choice you make, a decision to ask God to help you know you are loved. And then that love grows us and changes us to become better people, to know what's important, to put our effort and energy into the things that matter. My brothers and sisters, we truly are given the gift today of being able to know how important God's love is in our lives. And as we make choices over the next day, may we pray in thanksgiving for that gift and ask that we truly allow ourselves to sit quietly in prayer and let God speak to us of His love for us, and know that that's the greatest gift there is, God's loving us. And when we learn to believe that we are loved not because of our possessions, not because of our accomplishments or our prestige, not because we can get angry and critical and hate, when we learn to accept that the greatest gift there is that God loves us, and believe in that love, not dismiss it, not say, God couldn't love me, I commit too many sins. Every time we do something wrong, it's just a sign that in the heart of hearts, we don't believe we're loved. Because if you have God's love, you don't need the other things. You don't need the sins. For all of us, the substitute that we put in place of God's love will never bring us to the place we want to be. So if you make mistakes, ask yourself, why are you not experiencing God's love? If other people make mistakes, ask why they are not experiencing God's love. Am I not showing it and giving it to them? Do I give them substitutes? Do I give them money or attention or compliments that don't matter rather than love? Love says that we are valued by the God who created us. And we will return to him one day when the emptiness that is within us will be filled and we will know how special we are. That gift is a great gift for all of us. And we pray that we may share it with one another. We pray that we may choose to understand that if we've gotten in the habit of choosing other things rather than God's love, it's time to change that, to let his love be the greatest thing we've ever received. There are not bad people, only badly loved people. Let us love one another as God has loved us.